Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Delaney, we are just days away from 2020. Hard to believe, swinging into a new decade. We talked about that a lot leading up to the holidays. I hope you had a great holiday. Speaking of that, a bunch of things happened, obviously, in the last couple of days, including the fact that an Iranian-backed militia, and I talked about this in a previous hour, said on Monday that the death toll from the U.S. military strikes in Iraq and Syria against their fighters has gone up to 25, and they're saying they want revenge for what they're calling the aggression of evil American Ravens. Yikes. That announcement in Baghdad on the heels of U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying that Washington had carried out military strikes targeting that militia, blamed for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor in Iraq last week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the strikes send the message that the U.S. isn't going to tolerate actions by Iran that jeopardize American lives. Pay attention closely to this, and we've obviously had a lot of tension with Iran, and so this just falls right into line with that. In the meantime, we know that the Hill is not a crowded place right now because the people are back on the congressional break and spending time with constituents. So we've got this happening and then gearing up for the rest of what's going to happen with the Senate and this impeachment deal, et cetera. And, a lot of people still weighing in, obviously, on this and the Ukraine and aid and the phone call in July, everything that we had talked about that was flowing out of D.C. for the past 8 weeks and the whole idea of quid pro quo. I actually was walking down the street the other day and I saw the t-shirts that said quid pro quo and then on the back, not. So, I mean, there you go, right? And it'll be another one to watch. Sad to say that there was a shooting at a church near Fort Worth, Texas, not far from our satellite facility, when I say not far, in Dallas, and this was Fort Worth, but this happened on Sunday morning. One person was killed, another critically injured. You had people that pulled out pistols and they rushed toward the shooter. And that made the difference. There was massive action right away. And this was at West Freeway Church of Christ where this happened. One of the parishioners said that she was sitting near the gunman. She'd never seen him before at service. Said he looked like he was sort of wearing a disguise, maybe a fake beard, so she felt a little uncomfortable. Then he stood up, pulled out a shotgun from his clothing, opened fire, and was shot by two congregants who were part of a voluntary security team. I've talked about this before, that probably what many churches will do in the future, and this is an example, there was like it's a small church, 240 people, that people will have plants in the congregation that would be armed and would be able to do exactly what happened there, and how sad. I mean, just how incredibly sad to have that go down. I mentioned this in a previous hour too, but it's worth mentioning again. How about this Gallup poll? Are we not a polarized nation? You ready for this? Dun, 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 dun. Are you surprised that the current president and the former president are tied as the nation's most admired men? This poll went down a couple of weeks ago. And it's really party line. Democrats for Obama, Republicans for Trump, independents kind of divided between the two, and that's it. But there were others that I didn't mention that rounded out the top 10 for men, and you know who they were? You had former President Jimmy Carter, Tesla founder Elon Musk, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, Pope Francis, Senator Bernie Sanders, Congressman Adam Schiff, the Dalai Lama, and investor Warren Buffett also making the list. So, you know, this is the time of the year where people make lists of what they want to happen in 2020, lists of like that, who they admire nationally, etc., and people taking stock just kind of all over. I mean, that's what the tail end of the year is. Resolutions. Do you make resolutions? I think there's kind of like this pressure to make a resolution. And usually it's weight, fitness, finance, you know, relationships, I don't know, something like that, that we see that most people, when they try to make a resolution and do, and I talked to somebody at a gym the other day that said fitness goals are always huge resolutions. But what's interesting is in the beginning of the year, no surprise, everybody goes to the gym, and then by the time you get to the two or three months in, you don't see anybody at the gym anymore because they give up on that resolution so quickly, because it gets tougher, right? You're all gung-ho in the beginning and you're all in, and then you start to fall back. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do some new things on the show I'm excited about, because I can't even believe that as we go into the new decade, it's been 15 years for this show, and I'm so honored to have the opportunity to talk to audiences that are all over the country. Whether you're listening to me in Portland, Oregon, or you're listening to me in Tucson, Arizona, or New Orleans, or Tampa, Florida, or wherever it might be, I am more than excited to still be here and fighting the good fight that we do in the talk radio world. And boy oh boy, it has been an interesting year, needless to say, and like I said, springboarding into 2020. A couple of things happened sports wise that I'll just quickly mention. The stage is set for a new national champion. You had Clemson that narrowly defeated Ohio State in the one semifinal college football game, and then LSU, boy oh boy, with the kid Joe Burrow who won the Heisman. The story is so great. Ed Ogeron's Tigers, the LSU Tigers, just crushing Oklahoma. So I think it is kind of funny. You have Tigers versus the Tigers. And it's even people who are not necessarily huge fans of college football are fans of Joe Burrow, the kid who now they've raised over $500,000 for the Athens food pantry because he was so emotional when he accepted his Heisman Trophy and talked about the poor people in Athens and, you know, what that was, you know, what that was like for him seeing that. But bravo to him for what happened as a result of that, and also getting into now the college football final, because, I mean, this is it. Those two teams, one of them will be crowned national champion. How about that? And then also, of course, heading into the new year, mentioning impeachment and, as I said, and what's going to happen when we get back to business in Washington, D.C. A top State Department aide told the acting U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Bill Taylor, a key witness in the president's impeachment inquiry, to hand over his duties days before Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to visit in January. So, and this is at least what's running around out there, the timing means that Pompeo won't have to meet or be photographed with Taylor, who, of course, upset the president after his testimony that where he said that the president demanded his appointee set up a quid pro quo with the Ukraine. And like I mentioned, you know, walking down the street seeing the t-shirt quid pro quo again shows you the impact that the conversation about impeachment has had. All right, coming up, Jeff Pfeffer will join us, also Tessa Duval. I had a great conversation with him that I want you to hear as people start to think about business. I know a lot of you are entrepreneurs, and I think you'll enjoy it. Stay with us. Start thinking about those resolutions, everybody. Hang on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
With our next guest, when you think of what's going on in leadership these days, just the other day, Jeff Bezos from Amazon defending the workplace culture. When I said that I feel like they throw the package to my house from where the warehouse is because I can't believe how fast they get it here when you have Amazon Prime, it's unbelievable. And one of the things Bezos has said is that we start with the customers first. So what happens when that gets upended? And there's a huge piece in the New York Times trashing what happens in your culture. What is the Amazonian culture to all the people who work there? Jeff Pfeffer is with us, and he is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So this is perfect timing. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and some other people in leadership, but Jeff Bezos got slammed with the big whammy because the gray lady tried to take Amazon down with a revealing article about things that happened to people as employees of his company. And no leader, especially on that level, wants anything that's so disparaging to come out. Immediately he sent a memo to employees saying that we care about the employees and it's all about our pride here, and to his knowledge that wasn't going on. So what do you make of that story?
Well, what I make of it is a couple things. First of all, this is not the only story on the web about the harsh conditions of working at Amazon. There's a couple of newspapers, including The Guardian in the UK, that have put reporters undercover to work in their warehouses. So this is really not, in some sense news. You know, I'm sure Jeff is going to disagree with it, but there's a lot of stuff on the web that talks about the harsh conditions in Amazon. That's number one. And number two, as I point out in the book Leadership BS, we claim we want certain qualities in leaders. We claim we want leaders who are self-effacing and modest and who take care of other people and who, you know, tell the truth. But if you look at what we actually select for and reward, we reward mostly success in people who are tough and powerful. So we say we want one thing, but we actually apparently in our behaviors and choices seem to want something else. And so while it is true Amazon's a tough place, you also have to understand that Amazon ranks fourth on Fortune's list of most admired companies, and Jeff Bezos is typically in the top five of the most admired CEOs.
Yeah, so there's my question. Can you be both? Can you have both all that in a leader? Can you still have an awesome workplace? And you're always going to have a few people that are going to complain if you have thousands of people that work for you. But can you overall have the incredible culture and still be that tough, powerful, admired leader?
It's possible there are a few, but if you look at the contemporary leaders who've gotten a lot of attention, ranging from the late George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees to, of course, the famous Steve Jobs, many of them are not the nicest people. They're certainly not people you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, because they are so fixated on winning and on success, and anything that gets in their way, including, by the way, their employees or work-life balance or a bunch of other stuff, is often just collateral damage.
Wow. All right, so having said that, we see what's going on with Donald Trump. His chances of winning the nomination suddenly have gotten a little bit better. I mean, we're still just under a year until we actually have the convention and of course the primaries and all that's rolled into getting someone to that point. But we see that he's grabbing all the headlines. So what's the skinny on Donald Trump?
Well, the skinny on Donald Trump is pretty much the same as the skinny on Jeff Bezos. I think the political pundits have missed the point. There's a lot of stuff about how he's appealing to some small segment of very unhappy, disaffected, outraged voters. I'm sure that's partly true. But Trump also, he's got the self-promotion. He's hogged the media spotlight. He won't back down. He doesn't apologize, which is something that I talk about in my book called Power. He says outrageous things and doesn't always deal precisely with the truth. For instance, he's claimed he has the best-selling business book of all time, which turns out doesn't pass fact-checking. But all of these qualities are actually qualities that we've seen in other strong business leaders, ranging from Steve Jobs to Jeff Bezos. They take a few liberties with the facts, and they certainly self-promote and don't apologize. So Donald Trump exhibits again this wonderful paradox. The qualities we claim to want in leaders is not what we seem to want when they show up.
All right, we're speaking with Jeff Pfeffer. He's the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. He's also, by the way, the Thomas D. D., the second professor, I love that, of organizational behavior at the Graduate School of Business, Stanford U. And so when you're teaching at Stanford, what do you tell the students about leadership?
I teach a course. It's one of the most popular electives. It is called the Paths, P-A-T-H-S, as in plural, Paths to Power. And I tell them that the world is not a just and fair place, and that it's not often exactly as it's been described to them in the kumbaya culture of Stanford. And they need to get ready for the world that they are going to face, and that if they want to make the world a better, more humane, kinder, and gentler place, that's fine and that's great. But you have to begin by understanding the situation, the social psychology, and why it is that we seem to gravitate to these strong, bold, outrageous leaders.
All right, so why is it that we gravitate toward strong and bold, outrageous leaders?
I think it's partly because we are genetically predisposed in order for our survival, to recognize two things. Number one, friend or foe, which is one of the reasons why interpersonal similarity is a strong base of attraction. It's not like we like people who are opposites. It's opposites don't attract. It's similars who attract. That's number one. And the second thing is that we want to be associated with people and organizations who are going to win. So if you look, for instance, at Apple under Steve Jobs, that was a tough place to work. And so, you know, why did people stay there? Well, they want to be associated with an organization that is winning, that is in the news, that is successful. And you see this with football teams and basketball teams. Former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight, who threw chairs at players and got fired for that. And I'm not recommending this as leadership behavior, but why would a basketball player put up with that? I want to be part of a great program. So our desire to be associated with winning oftentimes causes us to be willing to put up with behavior that isn't particularly good behavior, but we put up with it because we want to be a part of a successful organization.
Yeah, well said, absolutely. How about this twist in the culture with what we're seeing? It's funny you mentioned sports, that there are now people that are saying we don't want our kids to get participation medals, where, you know, that's a big business in the trophy world because everybody gets a trophy. So forget first, second, and third. Is that a damaging thing to teach kids that, you know, competition, it's okay, but everybody's a winner?
It's, I think, quite damaging. There's been a bunch of articles, including by Elizabeth Colbert, about how we've created children who are not really ready for the real world, because in the real world is filled with hierarchy. There's still only one CEO at places like Facebook and Apple, even though they're in the Silicon Valley. And because organizations are still pyramids, there are more people at the bottom than at every successive level above. And so people have to build, I think, resilience. So if you ask me what are the qualities that, you know, that make people successful in the contemporary workplace, or maybe even in the older workplace, persistence and resilience is really, I think, very important. I mean, the famous former San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown, lost the first time he ran for San Francisco for Assembly and the first time he ran for Speaker. You look at successful politicians, many of them have had setbacks along their careers. Business leaders often have setbacks. Reed Hastings, the fabulous and very successful and now extremely wealthy CEO of Netflix, got fired from his previous CEO job. So we need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves how to be resilient in the face of troubles and difficulties.
And does that work in today's world, especially because entrepreneurism is flourishing? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, wouldn't that also follow suit about persistence and resilience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, most of many entrepreneurs, their first venture fails. And I mean, we forget, you know, before there was all these famous things from, you know, Apple, we forget the Lisa, we forget the Newton, all the failed products. We forget the fact that Steve Jobs was actually thrown out of the company and came back. So many successful leaders have had, and certainly every company has had product failures and difficulties, and most leaders have had failures and difficulties also. And so therefore the ability to overcome adversity and just hang in there and wear down the opposition is, I think, a very important quality.
All right, Jeff Pfeffer, thank you so much. Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. I'm sure you can pick the book up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There is new information about the anti-Semite Grafton Thomas, 37 years old, who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York, stabbing five Jewish people celebrating Hanukkah, lighting the menorah for the seventh night after the Sabbath ended Saturday. Detectives in New York say anti-Semitic journals found at his house. The acting director of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, says in a tweet, Grafton, the son of an illegal immigrant. He says apparently American values did not take hold among this entire family, at least this one violent and apparently bigoted son. And as we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on a roll, but profit takers moving in, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, Greg, I can't believe who we have in our virtual green room. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of Top Doll. I mean, this guy is, and if he's not legendary already, he's going to be legendary. You know, just in reading about him, my jaw dropped several times. Seriously.
Now, Kate, so, you're going to embarrass him.
No. Check this out. I got to tell you a little bit of the story. I'm going to let you even dive into it. But he dropped out of high school to pursue his passion for technology. So I love that right off the bat because he gained massive real world experience. I talk to leaders all the time in my speaking business and say how important that is. And somehow that gets missed. As a lead engineer at a photo sharing startup, Photolog, which AdWork High Media purchased in 2007 for $100 million. And the story goes on from there. Think PayPal, think bigger. And I'm serious. This is just an amazing story.
So, Tasso, welcome here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. And I have to tell you, Tasso, the way we got introduced to you is I was at an event called Dig South, a tech startup event in Charleston, South Carolina, a few weeks ago. And everywhere I went, people were talking about you.
That's fascinating.
That's a good answer.
You don't sound that fascinated, but we were, so we wanted to reach out and talk to you. So tell us about your company, because it is really interesting and really unique.
Sure. So we contract out high-skilled labor to companies all over the world, and we do that specifically in three verticals: engineering, design, and finance. And so we find the best individuals who are in those areas of expertise, and then we contract them to companies, albeit remotely.
And on your website, it says hire the top 3% of freelance talent. And you hammer that top talent, top 3% over and over again on your website. What is significant about top? Why is top talent so important? And is there something about 3% that is very meaningful?
Yeah, actually, there is a history behind it. And so when we started the company, we looked at what was the percentage of people being accepted into the network, and it was approximately 3% when we looked at it about a few months into the company. And so we had that as a slogan, and we kept it running, et cetera. It's actually lower than 3% now, quite significantly. And I'm sure the reasons are, you know, mostly due to volumes, and so many people apply to our website. Also, we really need to have extremely high integrity. We like to say a McKinsey level quality of integrity, because our clients are counting on us to give them top talent. And we need to do that consistently every single time. And they need to have a world-class experience every time they interact with us and our talent.
Yeah, Tasa, before Top Talent, you had some pretty darn impressive early successes. I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing about them. How did that path go for you?
Sure. Well, I happen to be part of a bunch of very successful startups. I guess very successful for their time. Now it seems everybody has a $1 billion valuation. But
I don't. How about you, Kate?
No.
But we're both working on it.
So, yeah, you know, we had a really successful company. I was part of the companies. I was not a co-founder in any of them, but I did partake as an early employee in all of them. And so some I received upside in, and it was fantastic. And more so than upside financially, you have an upside in your reputation that you're a part of these success stories. And once it happens multiple times, you sort of gain that reputation, and it's galvanized in your career. And so I think that did help me get to my next stage, and that next stage was Top Talent. And it actually wasn't even raising money or, you know, the sort of typical VC route that helped with the reputational component. It was really the business side. When I talked about Top Talent, it gave me more credibility, and people trusted within the idea. And so that trust was delegated from me, who was doing a lot of software development, to the brand. And that's really how the whole concept got started.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm wondering, and we're talking with Tasso Duvall, he's the co-founder and CEO of the company TopTal. It's TOPTAL.com. One of the things you're saying, without quite saying it yet, but I want to get it out of you, is that you learned some very valuable lessons by being with those companies that had such great successes. Is that right? And can you give us a taste of one of the greatest lessons you learned while being there?
Yeah, sure. The greatest lessons were really the flavors of companies. These companies are so different. And while one of the companies was very successful and another was quite successful, they were run so incredibly differently. Slide was a world-class company. It was run by Max Levchin, and it was a sort of typical Silicon Valley success story at the time. It was excellent in regards to engineering, in regards to really everything. We had a great culture. It was really tight, and it was just an incredible story and journey to be a part of. I learned so much. I learned what it was like to be part of a really great world-class venture. And a lot of the other startups that I was a part of previously, they weren't of that caliber. And it really gave me a lens into the differences in culture and the differences or the different types of success. I really saw much more clearly how luck can play into a success story rather than skill. And in Slide's case, I would say there was a combination of skill and luck, but the skill was certainly clearly there. In some of the other ventures, I felt like luck was a bigger component, and you could feel that in the culture. You could feel that in the people and the teams that they were comprised of. It was just much more clear that the caliber of the individuals in hindsight were just not the same level. And so at TopTal, I take those experiences and I try to apply them to building the company today and really aspire to build that world-class organization like I've experienced and nothing else.
Because you've experienced that, do you think it's important? It sounds to me like you also had some great mentors. Am I right in that? Did you have some mentors along the way?
Oh, yeah. I've certainly had mentors along the way. And you pick up mentors throughout your career as you progress in your career. So, of course, of course.
Are you now mentoring people yourself? Do you find that being mentored by really great people enables you to pass that on? And what value is there to you if you're mentoring people? How do you gain value from that?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of operational experience running TopTal, and I've done it in a bootstrap manner. So while we have taken the seed round, we haven't taken a Series A or done another round, which is very, very unusual for a company of our size. And so as I talk to different investors, even larger investors, they ask me how do we run the company? How did we do this? How did we also spawn off innovations within the company, et cetera? And so it's funny, the people who I've been mentoring recently, they're not aspiring entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs. They're actually, I would say, successful people or successful investors that really just don't understand how to take a company to a next level. And the financial rigor that we run the company with, the way that we've structured our engineering teams for long-term innovation, et cetera, internally, that's been something that's been very challenging to do, and it's very challenging within any company. And so by having that experience and doing it quite successfully, I'm able to help other entrepreneurs, investors, et cetera, with what they're looking for and how to put that in their own companies.
Well, I actually want to dig into that with you a little bit more, because you took the company from zero to 100 million in 5 years, and you only took 1 million in capital. And that is such a significant story. And you mentioned, you know, not being dependent on capital, but that is an incredible and powerful and organic way to build a company. And now, interestingly enough, I understand you've just launched a new vertical called TopTal Finance. So you're talking about actually turning around and mentoring very senior people instead of very young people about how to build a company without overburdening it with capital, and now you're actually in the finance business. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, there's a connection in the sense that there's high-skilled labor involved, and so I wouldn't say that there's a connection in regards to, and when I say high-skilled labor, I mean high-skilled labor in regards to our other verticals. So there's no connection in the fact that I've learned about how to run a company financially, or rather from a financial sense, and therefore we launched TopTal Finance. We actually already had this in the works from day one. So it's kind of funny. From the first day that we started the company, we said, okay, well, we have to be in every vertical. And yet here we are 6.5 years later, and we are only in three. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, why not just launch into all of them? And the reason is because we want to be of the highest quality, the highest integrity when we go into those verticals. And it's not easy at all to ensure that that can hold true, especially for the long term, if you don't have the right infrastructure in place. So what we focus on is building really solid operational infrastructure to be able to launch off a new vertical. And I happen to meet a fellow by the name of Raj, who is the CEO of SkillBridge. And when I met him, SkillBridge was doing TopTal, but for the business world. And so it was a natural fit, and he was open to an acquisition offer. It was sort of serendipitous, but we did it, and that expedited us launching TopTal Finance. And so that's really the backstory behind it.
Tasso, you are fascinating, so fascinating. In fact, we're bringing you back for another episode of Forbes Books at Bedtime, Part 2, coming up on our next show. Shot at
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And once again, we're back for that second part of the conversation with Tasso Duvall, co-founder and CEO of Toptal. Tasso, do you see, you know, talking about verticals, do you see other verticals that you'll jump into? Because you've got three now that you talked about. What do you see for the future? Something else that you'll gravitate toward?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. So you can bet on us and really expect us to have, let's say, certainly more than a dozen verticals in the next 1 to 2 years. And so that is the path that we're on. I'm not going to announce what verticals those are, but there's a lot of
Come on. Let us be great journalists and drag it out of you so that we get the scoop. Don't deny us here.
Well, let me just give you some color on the high-skilled labor industry. You know, there's software professions, legal professions, writing professions. There's all sorts of different professions that are out there. And there's different ways to service those industries. And so we're looking at different ways to service those industries at the very top of the spectrum in regards to caliber of talent. And that's what we're going to be venturing on. And so, you know, that's the future.
When you create these verticals and you see the success you have and the attention you get, do you pay attention to the competition? Do you look at those that are coming up behind you or around you, or you just focus on what you're doing?
We really focus on what we are doing. You know, if I had a car, I'd probably just the mirrors and top seat, so you wouldn't have to see the competition in the background. But, you know, the saying holds true from Jeff Bezos. You know, we're customer-focused, not competition-focused. And that is not the norm, but that is just what we do as a byproduct of running a successful company, and I think what a fair amount of successful companies do. We really focus and listen to, focus on our customers and what they want and how to service them better and listen to the feedback. Just like any company, we have problems and we listen to our customers when those problems are experienced by them. So we craft solutions oftentimes in conjunction with them, the very individuals experiencing those problems, which isn't always easy a lot of the times because they're angry that something happened or they're not satisfied with your service and they don't want to work with you anymore. But we do our best to ensure that those customers are the ones that are heard and that we craft products and solutions around them. And that's really what we focus on. What we've noticed is that no one in the market has been able to come remotely close to the caliber of talent that we can get and the pace at which we can get it. And so with that, we've simply focused on how do we do this better and what areas are we missing to make it an even better service.
We're talking with Tasso Duvall. He's the co-founder and CEO of TopTal, and I'm looking at your website. By the way, your website is toptal.com, T-O-P-T-A-L.com, and everywhere you look on this website, it says things like TopTal is an exclusive. Man, that is true. If you look down below, you see they're doing work for JP Morgan, Airbnb, HP, Zendesk, Emirates Airlines, Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company. TopTal is an exclusive network of the top freelance software developers, designers, and finance experts in the world. Top companies rely on TopTal freelancers for their most important projects. So, Tasso, I'm going to ask you a really hard question. I hope you'll answer it.
Sure.
Your background shows you've been in the right place at the right time a lot of times, and clearly your success with TopTal shows you called this one right. Can you tell us, not to pick on you, but for us to learn from, can you tell us about a time when you were really wrong so we can learn from the same lessons you got?
Oh, geez, that is always a hard question. Really wrong.
And you can change the name of the company or change the industry, or it could even be from a previous company. But I'd love to hear about a time where you tried something or you made a call on something and it just blew up, because we can learn from that.
Well, let me give you a learning. And there's hints and sentiment of failure sort of sprinkled throughout this story, but I'll let you take it for what it's worth. So back in 2009 or so, I went to start a company with my co-founder at the time, and we were working fervently to raise money and make the idea happen, get it out the door. We had a really exceptional idea, so I believed, that was going to change how people communicated, and it was just, and I still believe till this day it is. The problem is that in 2009, there was a macroeconomic disaster, a financial disaster that really I was unaware of as to how bad it was. I wasn't unaware that it was affecting the world. I just didn't know it would affect my world. I actually didn't think it was going to affect my world at all, right? I had no idea on the implications of the macroeconomic world in Silicon Valley or within my world. And so to me, all I saw was headlines. I saw CNN News and I saw what was on the TV and within the newspapers, etc. And I said, well, you know, those finance guys in New York or whatever, that's them. Let them deal with that. I'm going to go raise money for my company. This is going to be much easier. And it wasn't. And it was insanely difficult. Actually, it was so difficult that we failed completely. And that was actually what brought me to TopTal. But taking a step back, the learnings, when you talked about mentorship, when you talk about what insights did you gain, this is probably one of the biggest insights that I've gained starting a company. I learned that, wow, you do have to be in the right place at the right time, even on a macro level, to be able to succeed. And that, it's kind of hard for people to understand unless they've experienced such strong friction or failure, because now you could go out and raise a seed round and everyone's in this frothy environment, great. But the idea of raising money in 2009 or 2008, it was just unheard of unless you were mega connected or had a mega successful company. And so that was being at the right time in my mind, but in reality, I wasn't. And I was wrong about that, and we failed. And that is a really big learning for me as to how to run a business, how to run a company financially, and how to make smart decisions based on what's going on in the market.
Wow, I think that's a great lesson people can all take away from this this interview. I wrote that down in giant letters, and I have a bulletin board in front of me, and I just smacked it right up there. I'm not kidding you, Tasso. So you taught me something today, because I've been there. So when you're out speaking, and you've spoken at Harvard Business School, Wharton, Oxford, you know, a lot of the Ivy League schools, what's the number one question you get asked?
Oh, geez, the number one question. You know, it's probably something along the lines of how do I become successful? And so that's a hard one to answer. I always say it goes back to hard work, diligence, being focused, and not looking for an idea, but focusing on your skill sets and yourself and making progress within your own life, and an idea will actualize as a byproduct of that. So you don't want to go out and study the market. You want to study the fundamentals of the market itself, or the fundamentals of finance, or the fundamentals of computer science, and that will allow you to succeed. I didn't start TopTal by looking for an idea and sort of grasping for straws, which is what a lot of people do, so I've noticed. And the way that I started it was I noticed something was completely off within the market because of what I knew, because of a much more fundamental skill set, which was my ability to judge software developers, judge code, and understand what was right and wrong in that realm. So by virtue of my expertise, I was able to create a successful company, well, because of that, not because of the fact that I was looking for a business opportunity or a business idea.
All right, so this is our last question, Tasso, and since we're doing this for radio on a feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, in 30 seconds or less, answer this question: what keeps you up at night?
Innovation. Innovation keeps me up at night. And, you know, people ask, who's your competitors? Are they the Accentures, the Deloittes, the Randstads, or the Adeccos of the world? Absolutely not. It's somebody who's creating something that I'm not aware of that is going to disrupt the industry. Or it's a technology company that is going to focus on the innovations, whether it's in AI, whether it's in other areas that are very advanced, that will make maybe the entire services industry obsolete. And so those types of innovations are happening. We want to be the company that is on the forefront within that space, within the services space, within our space. And we're working every day to make that a reality. We know other companies are too. Those aren't technology companies. So that's what keeps me up at night.
Wow, great answer. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of TopTal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.